We're here in Gordon Park, a golf club, at the launch of the Kilkenny County Board Classic, which takes place on the 24th of May. And Seamus Reid is here on behalf of the County Board. Seamus, this is one of a number of ambitious fundraisers the Board is undertaking in 2024.
That's right, Nicky. Like, obviously, the cost of running inter-county teams, the overall development squads, that whole area is a real challenge for Kilkenny at this stage. And we just need to look at other fundraising initiatives where we can pull in a little bit more extra money that we haven't had in the past. Like, we're probably with the weather this year, facilities is a major undertaking for us. We have one floodlit pitch in Dunmore at the moment. We obviously need to get more. So we have our eyes on purchasing some more land now for the future. And this is these kind of fundraising events are absolutely critical.
Now, you'll be looking for support from the clubs of Kilkenny. Hopefully they will all put in one or more teams, and of course the business community. There'll be a lot of efforts over the next while by Eddie Brennan and his committee to attract people in to support this venture.
That's absolutely right. Like, we have a very a high power committee there led by Eddie, and some of the stars that have passed obviously thrown their weight behind us, which is terrific to see. So we will be looking for support, but we're very confident that that will be forthcoming, as it has always been when we've run golf classics here in Gordon.
And we get great support from Gordon over the years as well. I think Kilkenny County Board are well used to being well looked after out here.
Yeah, Gordon, we have a great relationship with Eddie Scally and Gordon Park here. Obviously, we've had our annual race day here. They make the course available for the Puck Fada here as well every year, which is not an item that people may know about other than the clubs. So a great relationship here, and they've been very supportive for this venture.
And I think it's important to say to the Kilkenny broader community as well, when you talk about acquiring additional land for the centres of development and whatever it is, you're talking about serious money there, Seamus, and for the next couple of years Kilkenny is going to be in significant fundraising mode in order to match that, because it's what's happening in lots of other counties. Or we're probably behind in many respects, and we have to get up to where their level.
Yeah, we've been very lucky with the MW Higher Training Centre in Dunmore when that was purchased a few years ago with the help of the County Council. It was a terrific initiative at that time. But if you look at the numbers involved now, the number of county teams involved, integration coming down the tracks fairly fast now as well, there's going to be a huge challenge for us to provide facilities. Even at the present time, with three inter-county squads trying to find floodlit facilities over the split season now of January, February, March, it's a huge challenge for us, and we just need to get more pitches. It's not going to come on stream straight away, but we have to look down the road a little bit.
You had a very successful event in Dublin recently, which the main speaker was a former president, Mary McAleese. Now, I know she would have spent a lot of time talking about the whole integration programme, which she has chaired up to now. It's an ambitious couple of years. I talk about 2027. And the reality of it is, we won't need to delve into the detail now, other than to say this is clearly going to put a hell of a lot of pressure on county boards aside altogether from provincial councils in Croke Park.
That's right, Dickie. Look, I think the whole integration process is going to happen. I think the one club model has been very successful in a lot of places, and that's where I think it needs to start. I think the obviously it's going to be a huge challenge. We've tried to involve the Camogie County Board in that in games in Nolan Park. The LGFA have been using MW Higher in Dunmore. We try to help as much as we can at the moment, but it's going to become far more challenging as this process goes on.
Well, good luck with this venture on the 24th of May. We'll be hearing a lot more about it from lots of people, especially the County Board, and they're looking for support from everywhere they can get it. Thanks, Seamus.
Thanks, Nicky.